nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental spoken word radio produced at NASCAD University. This week's episode is entitled, It's Complicated.
Sunday. Breakfast with Eli. Smiley face. So lovely. Setting up our room. Emailing the Justice of the Peace. Trombone and trumpet and guitar. Recording some guitar things. Orlando rehearsal. Watching Stealing Beauty, 11 out of 10. Must have really liked that film. Making yogurt. Monday, breakfast with Katie. Life goal setting plus business plan. Researching clarinet and bassoon physics. Working on a business plan. Working on Washington Square with Katie. Wrote 3 songs of music. Singing with Eli. Orlando rehearsal. Tuesday, tough morning. Wednesday, 4:30 a.m. wake up. Life planning. Trumpet and trombone. Life planning. Thursday, walking to work. Making flute from rubbish. Pill bottle, plastic bottle. Trumpet and trombone. Saturday. Dinner with. Sunday. Tough sleep. Sick. Lots of dreams. Musicking. Clarinet read. Cleaning the room. Built a table. Put my music on an iPod. Skyping mum, baking banana bread, chilling at home. Yeah, so that was a couple of weeks before I got married. Yeah, I was a little nervous. I mean, not really. Like, I don't really believe in marriage. I never would have gotten married except that I was not from this country. And, I mean, we were in a real relationship. It wasn't a fake wedding. But it was like, it just felt so unnecessary and so much paperwork. And, yeah, like, I don't need to be married for my partnership to be valid or anything. But apparently, according to the government, I do. Oh, you just have to like find a justice of the peace, and then you have to get like pay them a lot of money, and then get signatures, and then you have to submit documents, and then you have to like pay more money to get an official certificate of marriage, and then like there was most of the paperwork was around immigration, so like you have to like, you know, send pictures of the wedding and of your other experiences with your partner, and then you know, like a million other documents that prove that you're in a real relationship. So we got married in my living room with her parents, and my parents were there on Skype. And there was one other person there and the Justice of the Peace. And the day of, I ran around trying to find flowers because I don't know why my partner really wanted flowers at the wedding. I would not get married again. I mean, I would get married as a performance piece. Like, I have a lot to say about weddings. I would, like, definitely, like, get married to, like, comment, a social commentary on the history of weddings. I have a lot of feelings about it. I feel like weddings are archaic and rooted in ownership, and I really have a huge problem with that, and I don't like that we carry on this tradition that is so problematic for me. I would absolutely give a speech at a wedding and talk about this, how I don't believe in weddings, but only, it depends on the wedding, obviously. But I often, like, I feel like it's a lot of pressure to give a speech at a wedding because you're supposed to be like funny, and then everyone does all these cliches that are so painful.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out for this wedding. Everybody
might be aware how close I am with this person. You might come across times we finish each other's sentences. You might be wondering, how could he ever marry someone while his soulmate, brother, friend is sitting next to him? That's what I have trouble considering myself as well. Joke set aside, I'm not bitter at all. I'm very happy for my best friend. I'm looking for a different best friend in the meantime, so I am accepting applications, and I will be interviewing my new best friend after this, because obviously he's not going to be able to live up to his end of the bargain when we first became best friends 15 years ago. We made promises for each other, and we wrote vows for each other where we promised to never leave each other from not being best friends. Yet love is something interesting. There are some things I can't provide for my best friend. I am so happy for him. Did I tell you that already? Maybe I did. She's a wonderful lady. She's special. Yeah, she's a lady, so on that end, you know, it's some things that she's able to do. That's wonderful for her on that end. So let's give a hand to the new married couple, my buddy Sid. Thank you.
Okay, so dearly beloveds, we're gathered here today for the wonderful, glamorous union of Cynthia and Phyllis. Phil. Yeah, marriage is it's a cool thing. A lot of people do it. Been doing it for a long time. And Cynthia, you know, she's always been known to go with the grain. You know, follow all those trends. I've been married a few times. It was fun. It was fun when they happened. Phil's a great guy. He does nails. I don't do nails. I've spent a few nights with Phil. He's a cool guy. We share a lot of things in common. We were both born on a Tuesday. I think he's really great for Cynthia. Cynthia has been my best friend for 20 years. We actually met on the swings on first grade, and I pushed her off the swing because she was hogging it, and then she told on me, and then I lied to the teacher and told her that she pushed me first, and then we were both stuck in detention. And then we weren't friends for quite some time after that, maybe until about high school. And then she met Phil. Phil went to another school, and you know, marriage is cool. It's is it time to eat? Am I done? Can I go? Are we good? Okay. But one more thing. Cynthia and Phil are going to have each other for the rest of their lives. We don't know how long that is.
Hey, Becca, so I was just watching that TV show that we both like, Parks and Recreation. So I thought of you. I just wanted to say hi. That's all. No need to message me again.
Hey, I know I said I wouldn't message much. I don't mean to bother you. I guess I just wanted to ask how you've been doing. It's been a crazy few weeks, and I obviously miss talking to you, so I wondered how things have been on your end, and I thought I'd just check in, I guess. It was really nice to talk to you the last time we spoke at the practice rooms, and I was wondering if you'd like to have a chat again sometime in the future. Anytime, really. Again, if any of this is uncomfortable to you, I'm sorry, and please don't feel obligated to respond to this if that's the case. If I don't hear from you, take care, and good luck with everything.
Hey, Becca, I wasn't watching Parks and Recreation today. I'm not watching that anymore, so I don't really have you in my mind. So I'm just messaging you to let you know about that. If you want to grab a coffee, that's cool. But if you don't, that's fine too. I know your evenings are busy. Okay.
Hi. I don't really know if I should respond. We didn't, like, I didn't think it was a big deal what we did. I think it'd be okay if we went out for a coffee sometime. I'm not really available this week, but if you can, like, remind me, that should be okay, I think. Just remind me.
Hey, Becca. Oh, I'm so excited for our date tonight. I'm feeling kind of nervous, but thanks for saying yes. Like, I've had these feelings for a long time, and I never said anything because I thought you were into guys, but I'm really glad you're, like, open-minded, and I'm really looking forward to tonight. See you later.
Hey, Becca. So I was just walking by your place, and how are things? I know we haven't spoken in a while. It's kind of looks like you're busy. You're busy because, you know, you haven't responded, which is that's fine. I've been busy too, really busy. Can't watch TV anymore, so I don't have that common things. But, you know, if you're busy, not busy, we can let me know. I am. Maybe next week.
Hey, Becca. Are you in Halifax still? I was wondering if you wanted to grab a cup of coffee just for a bit. I don't really have anything to say or talk about. I just thought it felt nice to chat the last time we did in person, and I was thinking maybe that would be nice again. I couldn't tell if it was healing or made things hurt more. It felt like both at some times, and I guess I wanted to gauge whether talking again appealed to you. I just miss talking to you, that's all.
Hey, Becca, it's me. I'm here. You're probably running a little late. Let me know what's going on. I'm really excited.
Hey, Becca, so, I was trying to call somebody else. I think it just went on an automatic dial or something. So how are things? I've been good, you know, since if you're wondering. I'm busy as always, you know. It's difficult to find time to hang out with people. But, you know, I just happen to be around your neighborhood, so, like, if you're around, I'll be here around for the next, you know, 15 minutes or like an hour or so or two. So if you're around, just let me know I'm around. We'll just catch up. Okay.
Hey, Becca. It's been a few hours. The place is kind of closed now. What's going on? I'm outside, and it's raining, and the buses have stopped running, and I don't know what to do. Can you please call me back?
I hope you had a good evening. but I can't quite make it. Sorry. I just don't think that this is gonna be a thing. So if that bothers you, just keep it to yourself. I don't really care. No offense. But yeah.
If he's showing him the knife to see if he can sharpen it, he'd have to be close enough to show it to him.
Right. You know, what he said is Kenny said something about, here might be on sharpness, and after the sharpness, I'll show you, what did he say? Something like, I'll show you how to take care of the
brain. Hi, Cynthia. It's Sid. Listen, I'm so sorry to hear it didn't work out with Phil. I really thought you guys had a good thing. I remember giving the speech at your wedding, and people talked to me about that speech. It was we all felt very optimistic about you both. How are you? How's he doing? You wouldn't know. That's okay. Don't cry. It's okay. Yeah. No, I'd love to meet. Oh, no, but I'm a little busy tonight. Can we do tomorrow? Yeah, that'd be great. I miss you too. Yeah, it's so sad. So sad it didn't work. I'd love to see you tomorrow. Yeah. Hi, Cynthia, it's Sid. Listen, I'm so sorry to hear about what went down with Phil. The whole family's talking about it. We're all super blown away. None of us saw it coming. I'm sure you didn't see it coming. I just want you to know that I'm here for you, and if you want to talk, just, you know my number. Just let me know, and I hope you've been well. Take care. Hi, Cynthia. Yo, it's, I just wanted to call you, leave you this message, let you know that it was so nice grabbing coffee with you today. And, we hadn't talked in so long. So that was great. It was a good few hours. And, I gotta come out with this. You asked me all these questions about the marriage and I think I was really being dishonest with you in the moment. I'm sorry. I don't think he was ever right for you. I don't think you guys were ever going to make it. He did not seem to make you happy in the way that I'm used to seeing you happy. And I always thought you could have done better. So I think I lied to you a lot today when we had coffee. And I'm sorry about that, but I had to be real with you. So, I'm sorry if this message hurts. The truth. So anyway, I'd love to meet again and talk more later. So have a good night. Cynthia, what's up? It's like late. It's like 3 a.m. and pizza quarter is bumping. It's a lot of fun here. Super lonely. I'm just calling for the second time to tell you that coffee today would have been yesterday, actually, because it's 3 a.m. But coffee was great. And I lied to you a lot. Because I just want you to be happy. And I always wanted you to be happy.
because I like you a lot, and if you didn't know that, then you're so stupid. he was never right for you. He sucked. I hope this message finds you well, and you are sleeping well, and maybe we can talk about this tomorrow. And you'll have to forgive me, because it was doubles night tonight, and I really like you, and I've always really liked you, and I'm really glad it didn't work out. So, talk soon. Good night.
Okay, stop bothering me. Just, I'm serious, if you reply, I'm going to block you.
Pretty dissociative lately.
Why is that?
Since the whole Cynthia thing, I don't really know what my life is anymore. I had really put all my eggs in one basket, and now I'm kind of confused.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It'll just take some time, and I'll recalibrate, and then, you know, I'll find a new Cynthia.
Yeah. Recalibrate.
Right. How are you doing? How's Cynthia?
We talk. Just a bit, you know. Well,
we don't talk.
She doesn't... She does miss you, man.
Hey, Sid. I just wanted to know if you're available, like, right now. Sort of, like, in a really weird situation. My ex-husband, he won't stop bothering me. It's getting really bad, too. Anyway, yeah, please contact me.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you for giving me a chance. I prepared a PowerPoint presentation for you. Let's just get into it. Here's slide one. In this slide, it's just a cute little picture of us. I know it's a waste of a slide, but I thought you would appreciate the human sentiment. Slide two. Slide two, here is a chart of the things we have in common. I've categorized it by color based on kind of a field of interest. You see we have the sports here. We have nothing in the sports section. Here we have cooking. So we cross over on three meals that we both like. Which is great. I think, sure, some people have more in common, but I think three is plenty for a basic cohabitation environment. So we can, you can see the pasta bolognese that we both really like, and the soup that we both really enjoy, and dessert, this pecan pie, which I know you said you don't like it that much, but according to I've seen you, like, your facial expressions when you eat it, I think you actually do really like it. So I think you should reconsider that one. Yeah, I'm not going to go through the whole list. You can see the other ones. There's enough in common for us to be a great partnership. Okay, here's slide three. This is a slide of a timeline of your life. So it's showing your age on the x-axis and your level of happiness on the y-axis. As far as I understand, you've been really miserable growing up. You had a tough childhood, and around the time that you met me, there is a spike in your happiness. As you can see, it seems to show that being around me is actually improving your happiness levels. So that's a great thing, I think. Okay, on to the next slide. Cool. This is a picture of a clock, it's kind of like a mind map. I've been thinking that you're getting older, and it's by the sounds of it, your biological clock is ticking, and you want children soon. And I am a very fertile specimen. I've had past experiences with pregnancies. I'd be a great father. I have a stable job. And I think I'd be a really good match for this component of your life. So I think you should really consider that as a major factor. And if you ever died, I would look after the child. And I have a good family, so in case I died also, that they would be a great looking after the child. I kind of summarize what we've covered so far. So here's my score on overlapping interest. And I'm a good 6 out of 10. You know, it could be higher, but it's totally manageable. In terms of happiness level, it seems to be a good 9 out of 10. And for fertility, I've got a ranking of 10 out of 10. So I think I really nailed that one. And there's a few others that I haven't included yet. That's because they're in the next slide. Yeah, and so here's the next slide. We're covering, topics of, like, we've covered the good things about our relationship, and now, so I thought we should cover also the bad things in our relationship. So here's a chart that highlights all the fights we've ever had. As you can see, there's only three. The first one was when you said you wanted to get a divorce. And the second one was when we got divorced. And the third one was when you slept with Sid. But I'd also like to point out that how civil and supportive I was during all these fights. If it's any indicator of how well our future is going to be, we're going to be pretty good. Any fights we can handle, because you just get angry and I just sit there still like an emotionless pile of robot. But I promise I'm not a robot. I've been really working on my emotions. And so here's a short video of me working on my emotions.
I enjoy meaningful relationships with human beings and find them stimulating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, so as you can see, I've really been developing my emotional skills, and I'm hoping that you will appreciate the effort I've put in. This is just for you. Cool. I hope you've enjoyed this PowerPoint. I'll give you 5 minutes to deliberate. Please let me know how you're feeling.
Phil, I don't know what's wrong with him. This is why we broke up, because he's so strange. He tries to communicate, but it's almost like he tries too hard. Like he's trying to be someone else, and it's just not what I had in mind for a marriage. I feel kind of bad about it. And yeah, anyway, I don't need to be rehashing this, but just thanks. Thank you very much.
She really loved the PowerPoint. She did tell me about the PowerPoint.
Right. Yeah, I was pretty proud of that PowerPoint.
And the template with her eye color.
And the fancy gradient. Yeah.
And the texture.
Retinal scans.
Well, yeah. She really liked the word art.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I used the retinal scans to make 3D models of her eyes.
She mentioned that.
Yeah.
She
was part of the word art.
She really liked the 3D printed diorama thing you made of your dream house. She said it was very symmetrical and angular and
We did dream about that house a lot.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if she told you, but I actually started working on it. I started building the house.
Building the house.
Yeah.
The house.
Yeah, and when we broke up, I really
have been listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental spoken word radio produced at NASCAD University. This week's episode was entitled It's Complicated. This week's episode featured the voices of Ross Unger, Felicity McIsaac, Sidrath Rankadua, and Ocean Dunna. The sound design and the mixing were by David Clark. Nothing to See Here is produced by David Clark at NASCAD University in Halifax. For more episodes, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.com.